This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This next item is not perhaps on everybody's list of things to think about as the new year approaches, but it is literally our job around here. What do you suppose is 2024 in the workplace going to look like? Because both employers and employees seem to be just a bit wary. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams made some calls today to see what people are expecting.
There are some headline issues likely to shape the workplace in 2024. The continuing adoption of new AI tools, the stabilization of hybrid and remote work policies. Also on the radar for Ben Wiggert, Director of Research and Strategy for Workplace Management at Gallup.
We've seen a substantial drop in people's connection to their employer over the last couple of years. So we worry that if organizations don't lean into their organizational culture right now, that drop could continue.
A lot of that is due to workplace stress, with more than half of employees Gallup surveyed in the U.S. and Canada reporting feeling a lot of stress the previous day. Johnny Taylor Jr. is the president and CEO of SHRM, the Society for Human Resource Management. He says another stressful thing coming to the workplace in 2024, the election.
45% of U.S. workers say they've experienced political disagreements in the workplace. And a quarter have said they personally experienced differential treatment, so discrimination, because of their political views or affiliation.
This kind of workplace incivility can reduce worker productivity by more than 35%, says Christine Porath, who teaches at the University of North Carolina's Kenan Flagler Business School.
So it hijacks their attention, their focus, they're far less creative, and even witnesses are three times less likely to help anyone.
And not just in the office setting. Porath says frontline workers, like folks in customer service or healthcare, really get it bad. And it's getting worse. She says in 2005, nearly half of employees reported they were treated rudely once a month.
And in 2022, it was 76% of employees reporting that they were treated rudely at least one time a month.
So if you're looking for a New Year's resolution, don't be a jerk at work or to workers. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.